Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Doug Tatum's all over our website. His suite is right there on the website. He's easy to find this week because he's on the show. But otherwise, just type Doug Tatum into our search engine. You can find the body of work that he's deposited with us over the years. Doug's the author of No Man's Land. And he's just a great resource of he's becoming a national treasure in terms of entrepreneurship. Doug, I want to congratulate you on all the different ways that you're helping to figure out and try to promote entrepreneurship in America through the different groups that you're part of, but also as your work with the young entrepreneurs there at MTSU. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
In the previous segment, we were just getting to the point about unemployment, unemployment, I guess I should say, to try to keep it positive. And you were saying something that it's been going on now for 20, maybe 30 years, since the first PCs, the personal computers, were really built.
Right.
And that is the democratization and the incrementalization, that's what I call it, of technology. And small business owners have power in their hands that's available to them for free, some of it, that 25 years ago, Ford or GM or IBM or Xerox or whoever had to pay somebody millions of dollars to make, and it wasn't as powerful as what small business owners have for free. That helps them, as you said in the going into the break, it helps them create more revenue per employee than ever before, and it's moving down the food chain in the economy, isn't it?
It is, in real basic terms, what creates employment is work. And what creates work is revenue.
Right.
And smaller businesses in the past, their processes aren't as well defined as large companies, so they tend to throw people at that work as opposed to technology, which is what large companies have done for years. But as you pointed out, the technology has become, it's now on the cloud, it's now you can rent it, the hardware's cheaper, and so what we're postulating is that as this technology moves down the food chain, every company is getting more revenue out of less employees, which is our definition of productivity. So what you're going to end up having in an upturn is you're going to have companies do extremely well, but they're not going to hire employees at the rate they used to.
And that creates structural unemployment. Cyclical unemployment.
I think that's what we're facing, yeah.
Yeah, cyclical unemployment of the people who just, whenever the economy comes back or whatever, they'll get a job because they're qualified and people will want them. They just don't have a place for them right now. The structural people, the structurally unemployed, are the people who are not qualified for the 21st century jobs or who are displaced because of technology. And this is the stubborn part of the employment situation, isn't it, Doug?
That's what I believe, and I think it's impacting two folks particularly in a difficult way. I think you find a lot of 50-year-old men out there right now that have had excellent job work histories in larger companies, and I think they're lost right now. They don't know where they're going to find themselves in a new economy.
Especially if they haven't been keeping up with technology. Especially if their tech skills have not been keeping pace with the technology.
Well, I think they're going to have to retool themselves and find their way into the second stage entrepreneurial company and figure out a way to help them grow. The idea that they're going to get rehired back in large corporations is just not going to happen. And then But it's an interesting world out there, Jim, because I talk to a lot of folks. I mean, I talk to hedge fund managers in China. I talk to folks doing business in India and Brazil. And what's interesting, if you talk to people about the economy, they're worried. If you talk to them specifically about their own business right now, those businesses that have survived this downturn are doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's it's you've got the possibility of companies that are out there doing pretty dadgum well this year. In fact, a lot of them might have record years, but they're not going to hire.
Well, and see, here's another problem, though, and this is our ironic situation, Doug. As we talk about all the unemployed, millions and millions of people, and we talked about people not being qualified, one of the biggest challenges the people you're talking to and the people I'm talking to have is if they've got a position, they're having a problem sometimes finding a qualified person. They may be ready to hire, but they can't always find the person they want.
Well, and it's uniquely difficult for a second stage entrepreneurial company to find the right people. And I always tell them, go out and steal them from their large competitors. That way, they get some experience. But you're exactly right. This is a world where, and I say this not in a political context like it's used in the class warfare, but the haves, which are those companies that have survived and figured out a way to bob and weave, are going to do very, very well, in my opinion. Those folks that are left out of this because they're not technology enabled,
mm-hmm.
they don't have relationships with entrepreneurs to figure out how to help them, they're going to be really in a tough scenario right now because as the economy comes back, there's not going to be any jobs for them.
That's the reason why this jobless recovery, it's like the one we had in about 8 years ago, except this one's not going to recover in 24 months. It's going to take a lot longer, maybe the rest of this decade. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Doug Tatum after these messages. His book is called No Man's Land. It's still available wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out, folks. It's an important book. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.